from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is now a member of the National Council of Governors. President Donald Trump announced Thursday that Parson will join the council. The governors advise the U.S. Secretaries of Defense and Homeland Security and the White House Homeland Security Council on issues related to the National Guard, National Defense, Federal Homeland Security, civil support missions, and disaster response. Parson said in a news release that he appreciated the appointment to the council to help strengthen the partnership between the federal and state governments. The Council of Governors was established in 2010 as a bipartisan panel of 10 governors from around the nation. Parson said the council offers bipartisan advice from states on vital issues, including how to effectively use the National Guard. Some women develop a form of diabetes during pregnancy, which can turn into type 2 diabetes after they give birth. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan reports, a Washington University study suggests most of these at-risk patients are not screened for diabetes after having a baby.
Gestational diabetes causes high blood sugar during pregnancy and can lead to a range of health problems for mom and baby. More than half of women with the condition develop type 2 diabetes within a few years of giving birth. But a new WashU study finds fewer than 1 in 5 women with gestational diabetes in Missouri were screened within a year of having a baby. Cynthia Herrick is an assistant professor of medicine at WashU and one of the study authors.
Having a program that really supports women from pregnancy to postpartum to close the gap in diabetes screening and prevention is really important.
The study examined the health records of more than 1,000 Missouri women on Medicaid who gave birth over a 5-year period. I'm Shayla Farzan.
Missouri towns along the Mississippi River and its tributaries should brace for the prospect of potentially serious flooding this spring, in large part due to an unusually snowy winter to the north. The National Weather Service office in suburban St. Louis on Friday released its spring flood outlook for eastern Missouri and a portion of southern Illinois. The outlook cites a high risk of major flooding along the Mississippi, Missouri, and Illinois rivers. Hydrologist Mark Fuchs says snowpack and soil moisture levels are unusually high in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. As that snow melts when the weather warms, much of the water ends up in the Mississippi and the rivers that feed into it. Fuchs says that even an average amount of spring rain could cause major flooding. A St. Louis police officer has been charged with theft after officials say he stole an arrestee's cell phone. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that court records show 31-year-old Thomas Harger was charged Friday with misdemeanor theft. Court records say he was caught on video taking a suspect's phone from a booking counter on January 21st and hiding it under paperwork. The documents say he could be seen on the video in other parts of the station with the stolen phone. The woman who owned the phone was being held on an outstanding traffic warrant. The investigation was launched when she was released and discovered her phone missing. The phone has been listed on an arrest inventory sheet and is still missing. Harger's lawyer declined to comment to the newspaper. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.